You know, I'm hoping the board will indulge me. I'd like to, we just have two more speakers on this list, and then we'll take another. They are Fernando.
Mansoor.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
We were at Dan's house when Dele was there last Sunday, and he gave a very compelling and touching talk about what happened to him. And I recorded it. And I wanted to consult and ask you guys for your financial help to Dele's defense. And anybody who's willing to sit in and support his defense team, I'm willing to make a copy of his talk and provide it for you. So and if you can reach to support him, thank you very much, and support of his partner and mother, and I would be more than happy to make a copy of his talk.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we're going to try to get these last two. Now, let me tell people, we're going to take another round of comments, but we're going to close. We voted to do 11 minutes, and we're pushing us a bit. So I'm going to take Fernando and... Fernando and Dudley. Fernando, where are you? Here.
My name is Fernando. I support Soul Level Radio. I work with young people in Northeast Valley, Pacoima, and a lot of them got a chance to be interviewed and things like that. This type of program really inspires youth and really changes their lives and gives us an atmosphere in the politics that happen when we believe in the so-called race riots and promoting around black unity in the city, which is important. I just want to yield the rest of my time to Aguera right here over here.
My name is Javier, and I have been working with Soul Level also, the diversity of the group itself, we have tried to generate diversity, trying to reach out to communities that we also reach out to, and also in terms of age, I think that we have 15-year-olds that do the hosting ones, and it's just the space that Soul Level Radio has provided to people to actually get involved in the actual community and
and to conclude this round, and then we have another round, we have people who want to speak. To conclude this round, Dudley.
Yeah, good afternoon. Again, my name is Dudley. I'm a promoter of cultural and indigenous music from Belize in Central America, where we try to promote education and youth movement. Since we're running out of time, I just get a support so Rebel Radio, I'd like to give some of my time to Kathy.
Especially the youth who spoke. You have the ear not only of the board, but also our general manager. I know she heard what you said. And we're going to move now to agenda item 4.
Mr. Chair, we have 17 minutes of public comment.
Okay, 17. So we have a total of 30. So we'll be going to another round. We're going now to agenda item 4, the general manager's report. Eva Georgia. Okay, Eva, while you're getting ready, we're going to entertain now a motion on excused absences.
I'd like to make a motion that Chernoglock and Bill Gallegos' absences be excused. They both requested that their absences be excused.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Have you noted that Reza is here?
Reza is here, yeah.
Noted that.
Okay, discussion. Donna.
I have a question. Because, and I didn't protest it, but the last meeting I did notify the chair, maybe not in enough time, that I wasn't going to be here. So what my question is, how much time do you have to give the chair or somebody before you get an excuse out?
Incidentally, it should be at any time prior to the beginning of the meeting. And so if I may propose an amendment.
Why don't we just make a 10
Okay. I'm going to actually move to your lab. Yeah. Okay, we're looking only at the two that were here mentioned in this motion. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor of voting for these excused absences mentioned in the motion, raise your pink card.
Pink card.
This is
two. Bill.
Bill and Sherman. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay.
I'd like to two.
Okay, two abstentions?
Question.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that Donna Warren's absence from the last LSC meeting be excused.
Second.
Then moved and seconded. Any discussion? No discussion. Is there discussion or no?
Was my last absence excused? Because I just sent an email.
That's right. You were in Grenada.
Grenada.
It was excused. It was excused, yes. Uh-huh. Okay, the chair recognizes Terry.
I move that the motion be amended to include and that the minutes of the prior meeting be amended to serve a class.
All right. Let's look at the amendment. Those in favor of the amendment by Terry Goodman, raise your voting card.
Clarify it. And that we just approved minutes that do not excuse the absence. So we need to amend those minutes if we're going to.
Technically, that is absolutely correct. So let's vote for Terry. Those wishing to vote for Terry's motion, let's count the votes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Opposed? Abstentions? The motion passes. Now, Terry, do we have to go to the main motion? All right, now the main motion is Grace Aaron's motion. We've amended it with Terry's amendment. Those in favor of the main motion, which excuses Donna Warren from the last meeting, raise your card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Opposed? Abstention? The motion passes. The chair recognizes the general manager, Eva Georgia.
Let me firstly respond to Soul Rebel Radio and the young leader, Mr. Lex. But I want to tell all of you that I commend you for the work that you've done. I think you've done an extraordinary job. And that you've opened the door for the problem you mentioned here. So thank you. I have made a proposal a few weeks ago, and some of the board members here are aware of that, to move Soul Rebel Radio to 7 p.m., but that means we have on a Friday night. And that means that we have to make some changes. So I spoke to Armando yesterday about Soul Rebel Radio, and I think at this point it's just getting together with the group and looking at how we move forward, not just with Soul Rebel Radio, but youth programming in general at KKFA, and I hope that we can get assistance from the young people to guide us through this process as we look at how to implement youth programming and how to outreach to youth. I've also been talking to Julie and KPFA's board member, what's his name, Darlene Williams, about doing a youth summit between KPFA and KPFK to bring out youth and to let them talk to us and let us know how do we involve the youth in Pacifica. Can you just update on
Yeah, I'm not sure if members of Soul Rebel Radio are aware of it, but there is a group of black and brown youth, called the Journey Youth, that have been meeting on Sundays. They're going to be launched on my morning drive time on August the 9th. And it is a very diverse group. Me and Dee, that we started the project, had actually hoped to be able to hook up with you. I talked with Alan Bogato about it, but I guess you all were already, you know, kind of up and running. So there are other youth activities going on. They are hosting, they're producing, and the range in age is from 11 years old, homeschooler to university level. So there's homeschool, middle school, high school, and university. So I would hope that at some point, you know, the youth would be able to get together, because it would be great for some of the work that they're doing in hosting and producing and engineering be accessible to Soul Rebel Radio and vice versa. What I'll be doing is including segments of Sojourner Youth on the show. They're going to have a half hour for their launching, but they will have a half hour each week. But it really is a way of trying to integrate youth programming into drive time, you know, that they're actually hosting and producing. But would also hope that other programmers, including Soul Rebel Radio, would be able to pick up some of that. So there is some activity going on. We're doing it on nothing, just volunteers coming in every Sunday from 12 to 2. So people who are interested and who want to work with a terrific group of young people, Soul Rebel Radio, if some of y'all could come by and drop some of what you all have learned with the youth that are being trained up, who have a little less experience than you all, would be terrific.
Thank you, Margaret. And that training has been going very well. I want to thank you for the work you've done around that. We've also, as a retreat, if you, some of you might remember, the retreat between management and the RSB earlier this year, we as management came forward with a policy proposal to have 25% of each program on KTFK be dedicated to youth, either youth voices or youth issues. We're looking at implementing that. And on Monday, actually, we scheduled a meeting between management and the senior producers that's going to happen to have a brainstorm about possible programming changes, and most of that is focused on youth, labor, education, etc. So we're looking at potentially making some programming changes by September 1st. Is the board invited? Absolutely not.
Yes, of course.
You will be engaged on these programming changes. And let me also say for the record, our intention is to not remove anyone from the airwaves, but to simply have more people share the airtime. So let me just put people here to rest here and know that that is exactly what we're going to do. The opportunity will be presented. You either share the airtime, you'll turn it up to yourself. Let me respond to the phone system. I met with the phone company and I sent out an email to the LSB and to the programmers. I want to thank the less than half of the LSB that members have responded. But the comments were good. It was very helpful to look at from the outside what people are experiencing with the phone problems. I had met a couple of weeks ago with the owner of the phone of the company called Hopatel that serves and maintains our phone system. And the problem stems from when the phone system was installed, it was incorrectly installed, and it needs some upgrades. And according to the owner of Corporatel, they have presented to previous management of KPFA over a period of 10 years these changes and budget proposals. So we are now implementing those changes. I'm also looking at potentially what it would cost KPFA to move to a 1-800 number that would allow us to more obviously have more phone lines available. Voicemail, sometimes the voicemail problem at the station is simply because people don't empty their voicemail. You guys know. We have expanded the voicemail system, but if people don't hear them out, then we have a problem. So what we're also looking at doing is automatically having the voicemail clear out either at a 20 or 30 day period, and we'll let people know. So that's on the phone system. On that note, we're revamping C, so if you hear people are being thrown out of C next week, it's simply because we're rebuilding it. Studio C. Let me go through a couple of updates. You have in front of you the report. The infamous off chart is finally available.
All right.
And what we'll also do, you'll get an additional page to this, which will give you a brief description of each position. So we're still in the process of doing that. We looked at the Spanish language translation for the LSB meetings and determined that tell them that nobody uses it. I don't want to not have that service available. So what we're doing from next month is to stream the LSU meeting and to just announce it, so we would have it available in Spanish and English while the meeting is happening. And then we'll also archive we'll start archiving the LSU meeting.
Excuse me. Are you saying that you're recommending that we end the...
No. The service is not being used here,
right.
But I don't want to end it. I don't think
okay.
It would be a good practice for any of us.
Yeah.
But to make it available online, Spanish translation for
thank
the
you.
Other meetings. If you look at the web report, we decided to summarize it for you, so you don't have to do a lot of reading. If anybody wants a completed web report, you can just email me. I'll email you the link, Terry and Dave. I'm sure you want that information. But if you just look at the report, you guys have it? It's the second page in your report. If you just look at the bottom, at the peak, March we had 2.7 million, April is 2.8. May 3.2, and in June we went up to 4.4 million hits on our website, and that's partly due to the fact that we are starting to web archive public affairs programming. There's a huge demand for us from what you see, and if you look at the top of the page, the average listening time for live streaming, for people listening to a live stream, it's just more than 3 hours, which is pretty incredible. And it gives you a little bit of update of other shows that's doing well. We will be, probably within the next month, we should be able to have every public affairs, both English and Spanish, up on the web archiving that. So that's on the web report. And then also, Maxine Waters' teaching on Iraq will be webcasted this Saturday. We initially were going to broadcast it live, but the courtyard has the foreign minister of Pakistan live in the studio. So at least now we have another a different opportunity to broadcast, not just on the air, but also on the web. The next page is Memphis report that was requested that I give you monthly. I think the most important statistic at this point is that 73% of our fund drive of June has been paid, so 771,000, which is pretty good. It's actually very good because it takes about 8 to 10 weeks to get the 85% in. So we've seen an improvement on payments there. The CAB letter was requested by the LSV to write a letter to the CAB. It has gone out to the CAB. The meeting is scheduled for August 30th. I didn't know if you wanted the record of the letter, John, but I have it here.
I'm so pleased about this.
I'll send it over to John. And what I simply said in there that, well, you can read the letter. That the August 30th meeting would be to take them through the CPD requirements and get them familiar with it. I didn't have the, nobody seems to have the CAB members' physical addresses, only the email addresses, so I emailed it out.
I don't know.
You know what? Okay, and then next on the KPFK has been given another award on September 21st. From a group called Citizens Action for Peace in Redmond, and the award is for activism in the cause of peace.
You have
90
seconds.
I have what?
90 seconds.
Margaret took a lot of my time. Lots of good news on the CTV. I've met with Lynn Chadwick a couple of times, including Bernie Khoury, that is the vice chair of CTV, Radiogram. And lots of praises for KPFK. They think that the station is doing extraordinary as a public radio. And the way I knew that the comments were sincere was that they have our audience figures and our fundraise numbers on the top of their fingers, just like in a meeting with them. But what is interesting is that none of our grant proposals
will accept the I want to read you just the reasons why we sent in 6 grant proposals, including HIV/AIDS, one on education, one on youth, one on the Spanish language, newscast, etc. And this was the response. The comment from CPB as to why they did not approve the KPFK grants was, CPB shouldn't trust this applicant to defend Ellen. Carries a non-custodial station will be a big challenge. National distribution of the show is implied but not fully described. But basically they called me about 2 weeks ago and went through every grant proposal, and the issue was, we don't think that you would be able to do fair and balanced with your programming. So that's what it is.
Okay, no, excuse me. We would need, how much more time do you need?
Not much. I could probably send you a summary of the CPB issues if you give me just 30 seconds maybe for the payola.
Okay.
Move to extend by 8 minutes so we can ask questions.
Yes.
And get some responses.
I second.
So, okay, so the second is, if there's no discussion, we go right to a vote, just to raise your hand. Those in favor of 8 seconds.
Okay. Opposed? Abstention? All right, it passes. You have 8 minutes, including questions.
Okay, I'll try and rush through it. You guys keep rushing me through.
I know.
There's been a campaign against KPFK maybe for the last year and a half, but really outside of black organizations or black groups outside of the station that doesn't work in the station. And it's about programmers using the N-word on the air. And this has become a really touchy issue now because it has spilled over into community organizations and grassroots organizations that we do have relationships with. So we don't police usage of word on the air, but we have to look at how we address it, and I will definitely bring this to the program council meeting on Saturday. But I want you to be aware of it because you'll probably start seeing a lot of emails around this. Just on the issue of payola, the fund drive date, somebody had asked me for the fund drive date. We'll send out the date tomorrow, but for right now, the date that's tentatively scheduled for October 11th to the 23rd. February 14th to the 26th.
So what was the first one?
Wait, hang on. Again. October 11th to the 23rd. February 14th to the 26th. And June 6th to the 20th. Now, I know we've had some challenges with the February fund drive in terms of Black History Month and programming. And the intention here is to do 2 full weeks of programming dedicated to Black History Month before going to the fund drive. We hope that would be a way that we could accommodate both the issues of Black History Month and our fund drive. On the payola alert, this is probably the most critical issue that Puerto Rico is facing right now, particularly because we're in a license renewal cycle. I sent you this. I think you should just need to read it and get familiar with it. But it's basically programmers accepting money to promote an event or for programming that they do or sell products, announcing their website, selling products on there, or selling the tapes of the show. We talked to, Democracy Now right now is the hot list at the FCC. So, and what we're looking at, if you look at, I think it's page 1, 2, 3, 4, something, there's an affidavit in there that on Wednesday, all the GMs had a conference call with John Kriegler, and he's response was that the best thing for Pacifica to do is to have every programmer sign up on this affidavit that they received the information and that they are, you know, not committing payola. So we will implement this to secure the licenses of the station we need to. And that's it for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Now I'm going to ask members of the board to keep their questions kind of short. No long, long, long deal. So I'm going to start a quick stack here. Rodrigo, Donna, Kimberly, David, and then Marie.
Over here.
Okay, and Israel. Now let me go through this again. It's Rodrigo, Donna, Kimberly,
David,
Israel. Did I leave anyone out that I mentioned? Okay. Marie, excuse me. In fact, Marie, I think, is before Israel. Marie and then Israel. Okay, let's try to be very on target. Rodrigo.
Basically, question is, what happened to the computer? It finally started the building, the new computer to the
second floor. I'll just take the left, sorry. I'll just take the staff of questions and then answer them.
Okay.
And another question is, what's been going on with the premium? Because we still get phone calls, you know, of their premiums not getting on time. Or is there any premium in that? And the third one is that we passed a motion long ago for supporting the premium for two, right? And what's been going on with that? We need to find out where it's going to be dedicated for training. Or, you know, I think the day there is some talk about it too, you know, like stuff. There was a motion passed, but we haven't implemented, you know, training for youth. Yeah. I mean, for volunteers, not only youth, but volunteers.
All right, thank you. Donna.
I just needed a clarification. Did you say that doing Black History Month in February, doing in the fund drive, did you imply that you're going to do programming that's not related to Black History Month? Did you? So will the whole fund drive be Black History related
fundraising? Okay, I think the general manager wants to take a collection of questions, so let's go ahead now to Kimberly.
I just wanted to say that, and I know I've spoken with you about this, but I strongly object to having the fund drive during Black History Month. I think that it really, I feel like African Americans are really central to the movement for social justice, and I think it's really not, when we have a fund drive, it really detracts from that. Last year, we didn't have very much Black History programming at all, and I just really think that when we have a fund drive, anytime we have a fund drive, it really detracts from anything else, because that's the focus. We have to raise money, and I just really don't like the idea of having the fund drive during Black History Month and then just having maybe 2 weeks. Because I think it's already the shortest month of the year. I mean, so that's my thought.
Thank you. David?
We in the past had 168 hours a week of own space. Every slot belonged to somebody. We now have 3 hours of shared space, which turned into these serials. That came out of a proposal to the Ad Hoc Program Council to create scene-based programming. But the problem with where you would have a topic and then many different producers could contribute. The problem with that is without a critical mass of producers producing, you can't get to that. The idea there is to build a movement in the community of people able to produce media. I was delighted to hear that you're not going to just play a shuffle game, either claiming the existing shared space or knocking out, but actually creating more shared space. I was wondering if you could talk specifically about how you're thinking about organizing that shared space and maybe sharing it with other stations.
Thank you. Marie.
Yes, Kimberly, I kind of agree with Kimberly. February being the shortest month of the year, and it's the time of the year when, you know, African-Americans, not just African-Americans, but people of African descent all over the world tune in to what we do in this country. I was in Trinidad, and congratulations again to KPFK, because I was speaking with an activist who listens to KPFK, and I would like to put you in contact with him, because he would definitely love to communicate. But he listens to KPFK, he listens to your show on a regular basis. So, you know, that was really wonderful.
Thank you very much. Israel.
Yeah, I'd like to hear a little more about your contact and communication with Lynn and the CTV, not just about KPOK, but whatever else is of significance either right now or for the future.
Alan.
A young man you, about 15, was in the station, just following up on what Marie said, who was from Paris, and said that there's a community of expat radicals in Paris, France, who listen to KPFK regularly.
Fantastic. All right, let's return to the general manager for some responses.
The second floor computers, we started with all the computers because I didn't want to, I always try not to spend huge amounts of money before fundraise to see where the fundraise is going to go. So we met and we ordered actually 10 brand new computers for the second floor so that you have the same kind of resources that the paid shop has. We've installed some of those, others are on their way. It should all be done in 2 weeks. So you should have all the resources. Volunteers should have, would have the exact same resources on their computers that the staff has. So that's where that is.
Let me just explain. We've actually used up the 8 minutes that was approved. But without objection, without going through a bureaucratic, without objection, may we extend for 5 minutes just to get these responses?
Yes.
Without objection, go ahead.
On premiums, this is not a quick answer. I would really want to see the station. I'd like to suggest, and I've done this before, that we do an audit of the subscriptions department. We've done everything that we could to support subscriptions and make changes. At this point, I think we need some additional help with that because it's not as effective as it could be. So that's where that is. Training for youth and volunteers on the budget discussion, the finance committee has met too many times in the last couple of weeks.
Amen.
But on one of the discussions, it was very fruitful and helpful. What we've come up with is to initiate 4 trainings per year. This is just formalized training where we can have anything between 10 and 15 people in a training session. We would be able to provide a per diem of $50 per training, per session. And staff and volunteers would be able to, for that 13-week cycle of training, you'd have different trainers between staff and volunteers that would come in and do training, and there's a per diem of, for each trainer to be paid $250. So we hope to build on that. And what I also, this is for the October budget that has to be approved by the LSP.
Even second for people attending?
Yes, there's a stipend, there's a $50 stipend per session for people
to retroactive.
Okay. Black History Month, Dr. King, I don't know if we will be able to successfully resolve this. I talked to the staff or to people involved with organizing the fundraiser. And one of the ideas was to do 2 weeks of pilot programming. A lot of our premium in February deals with Black History. The challenge here is that most people are on vacation in December, and January is the time when people get together and really do a lot of the organizing of the fund drive. And just having said, they don't feel comfortable doing the fund drive in January. We might be able to move them to the last week of January, but it's more on organization and what kind of resources we have available. So it's still open for discussion.
What about March?
It's the way the fund drives are structured allows the station to financially meet its needs because we are a seasonal operation. So that's how it's structured. The theme-based programming, Dave, I think there should be more theme-based programming. I think it's really important that we as a station, as a program council, as a program oversight committee, whoever the stakeholders are, decide what are the things that we want on the air rather than have people send out programs, but call for solicitation and have a solicitation process in place. And the challenge with this theme-based programming is that you need producers. It's mainly been one voice on the 2 o'clock hour, which is never our intention when we sit on the program council.
But you had to do it for now.
Yeah, and I think that we need to restructure that now. To make space on the grid, it would be effort to put together programs that are similar, that address similar issues to share space, and a lot of that would be that people would rotate. Some people might be on once a week instead of twice a week, or
what, so it, it's going to be a rotation cycle of putting shows together that, that kind of can give you the same kind of feel of for the show. So that's one of the things that we're doing. I really can't go into more detail because I don't want to create a little bit of panic for people. And we will talk to people before then. On the Lanchakwit issue, the thing that's important right now is that CPB is adamant that they will strictly enforce the CPB requirements. The discussion over and over again with the CPB the last few weeks has been there has to be a separation between the CAB and the governance committees, and that they are going to audit some stations randomly to see if we are implementing the CPB requirements. That's one of the things. They've come up with some new initiatives that would potentially cut 25% of CPB grants, the community service grants. And what they're doing with that 25% is creating a performance initiative for stations that does exceptionally well. And then stations that does well would be getting an additional money from CPB. And I will begin at that, and I will send extensive communication out to the LSC about this.
Thank you, and I do apologize that you've been rushed and it's hard to get all of this in, but our agenda around finance and budget is so important that we need to move ahead. And thanks.
Just to report, the general manager used 28 minutes.
Oh, well,
and you should take me more.
Yeah, actually, there should be more. And
30 minutes.
We actually imposed more time on her. Let's go to agenda item 5. This is for listener sponsors to know, the PNB is the Pacifica National Board. We've elected 4 members from our LSC to go to that board, and those directors will now give us a report. People present tonight, Julie Chavez-Rodriguez is here, and David Adelson, and Maria Armudian, and Donna Warren, all 4 of our directors are present. Who's going to lead off on that report?
I will.
Donna?
Okay, I'll make this real quick because my report is before you, and I wanted to start with some observations which may not be correct because the National also has committees, and I want to thank Terry Goodman for sending this information to me because it's very hard to get, but anyhow, regardless. We've got those meetings that you see. I laid it out by director and by delegate. And what I noticed was that there are some LSC delegates who do not sit on any national committee. And I was thinking if they did, it might lessen the workload a little bit. So I wanted to make a motion that all LSC counts. Keep in mind, I know we're going to have to discuss this, but I don't know the background myself. I don't know if delegates are required to be on national committees or not. All I know is when I look at this chart right here, I see Dave Adelson and Maria Armudian just popping up every place, Julie too. I'm not on there that much, but it's just not enough people. So I wanted to make a motion to say that all LSC delegates should participate in at least one national committee. And if we need to refer to the governance committee or somebody to see if legally that's acceptable or not, then I'm willing to do that after someone seconds my motion.
Is there a second to the motion?
Is this the motion to see it resolved that all LSC delegates participate in at least one national committee?
Second. Been moved and seconded. Now it's appropriate for discussion over the motion. Maria.
I have a point of information, actually. Is it even possible? I mean, there are 24 members of the LSB, right, and only 2 delegates per real committee. And the ones at the bottom that I'm on don't require, and I don't think there are places for LSB members either, like affiliates and development. Those 2 and negotiations. Those 3 don't take delegates.
Which is why I said after the
motion was seconded, we could send it to the appropriate committee.
Yeah. I think that would probably be better because I think there are too many delegates not the committee.
Okay.
I think the numbers don't count.
David.
There's only two delegates who are on more than one national committee, and rather than spend time in motion and government, if they could just agree to defer on one of their two, and then we could elect somebody new to those two spots, maybe that's the quickest way to deal with it.
By the way, I don't have an N before the D.
Is there further discussion? Yes, Kimberly.
I'm actually not on the elections review committee. I think I was on me and Bill. I think we all three resigned.
Everybody
resigned. Yeah, all three of us.
So we don't have a committee.
From which committee?
We don't have an LA president on the great week.
Well, the thing is, we really need to be on that committee. But it meets on Sunday nights, and I'm having a real difficult time making any of the meetings.
Okay, I'm going to inform the board.
Can I make a motion? Can I?
Well, before you do that, I just want to let the board know, because you have a right to know this, Carolyn Burden, who's on the PNV, has...
Election review chair, but she's
a
delegate.
Oh, wait a minute. Explain her role again.
She's a WBAI delegate, or LSD rep, and she's chair of the elections review committee. So she's not a PNV member.
Okay. So she...
She's on the national committee. She's just not a PNV member.
She's not a PNV member. Okay. I stand corrected. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. I actually thought Carolyn was a... She is saying that the resignations of Kimberly King and Julie Rodriguez and Bill Gallegos, is that right?
Yes.
And that she had heard that Grace Ahrens had come on board for this committee. KPFK has no representation on that committee at this time, and Carolyn Burden is saying it's really impacting on their work.
Well, tell her to not have it on Sunday nights then.
Well, no, but I didn't know. I didn't know that it was on. I mean, I didn't have that information. I'm just telling you that that she's concerned about it. Okay, the chair recognizes.
Okay, I want to move forward, okay, and just tell people if this is incorrect, please email me and tell me what is correct, and let's take it one step further and see what delegates can be on, because the basic point I'm trying to bring to your attention is that we're not all sitting on a national committee, so we're not all participating.
Okay, are you withdrawing your motion and hoping that this goes in a less formal direction?
I never hope.
But do you ever withdraw?
Yeah.
Okay.
But with the proviso that it gets set someplace to figure it out.
Would that be structured?
Move to refer to the government committee.
Yes, I believe this issue should go to governance, and there's going to be I think this is an appropriate place to go to governance.
I'll second Terry's motion.
Well, okay, are you making a formal motion?
He made the motion.
Okay, go ahead. Terry, repeat your motion.
I move to refer Donna's motion on LSD participation on national committee to the LSD governance committee.
And I second.
And it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Those in favor of that, raise your cards. Opposed?
Wait, what
was
the number?
20. Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstentions? 1.
Okay, now, reminding you now, that's been referred. We're still on the PNV report.
Let me go through it quickly and without any interruptions, because we're not going to get through this. Okay, I wanted to ask, everybody knows, KPFK, your LSD is really very fortunate to have two out of the three officers on the national level. Julie is our chair, and yours truly is PNV vector. So, I mean, that's good. Okay. That being said, it made me think, wow, that means I could bring motions to the LSD and show you how people actually vote on these motions. And I will do that, except... I didn't make it to the meeting, as we know, last time, but all our except for one meeting, or maybe two, they've all been in executive session. So, plus, I believe that we need to vote on the minutes before I can bring them forward. So I'm going to have to figure out a way to get the motions to people without them being voted. I mean, the minutes haven't been approved, and most of our meetings have been in executive session. So how do you do that? I don't know, but I'm willing to figure it out.
Can you at least tell us what the subject area is?
Pardon me?
Can you at least tell us what the subject area is of the executive session? What this in general?
I don't even know that, but I'll figure that out for the next meeting. Okay, moving on. I wanted to mention that there's a new law on audit committee, and because of it, yeah, it's on your thing that I gave you. We had a couple of resignations from the audit committee. Basically, what it says is that staff representatives cannot represent station on the audit committee. I'm kind of researching that because I didn't realize we were a charity, classified as a charity. Maybe we are. Okay, but anyhow, I will research that. Okay. Now, the last part of my PNC director report, which is really, I think, the most important. In the network, we've had a lot of problems with our finances, and I have, at the National Audit Committee level, we passed a resolution that we would scope out the work of an internal auditor for all five stations, submit the analysis to the National Office for Reply, and if the analysis shows that hiring such an auditor would benefit Pacifica, we would request the PMB to hire an internal auditor. That came from the National Audit Committee. Okay. But at the Pacifica the national level, I have asked several times for the PMB to look at hiring an internal auditor for all five district stations. Finally, out of desperation, they referred it to the finance committee. I don't know what's happened with the finance committee. I don't know if anything has come back. But what I am asking the LSC to do is to direct its directors for our very next meeting to request the PMB to search for and hire a full-time internal auditor. The reason I'm thinking an internal auditor would be good for us is because he or she could look at the accounting system for the stations, perform annual and incurred cost audits, and perform specific cost audits as needed. And so I see on here we've got my motion, and that's the motion that I want to submit.
Okay, if I could direct people to this script, this is the best, I think, reference point. It's a script here, and it says, be it resolved that the KPFK LSB directed PNB directors to push for the PNB to search for and hire a full-time internal auditor at a comparable salary plus benefits for all five sister stations to visit each station on a regular basis to ensure the accounting systems of the stations are adequate to perform annual incurred costs and to perform specific cost audits as needed. Is this the motion you're making? Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. It would be appropriate for discussion on this motion, and you should have it. We're going to do a stack here, and I'm going to recognize in this order Jan, Terry, and Lamont.
Okay.
Go ahead. Oh, and Casey. Did you have your hand up? Okay, and Casey. All right, Jan, Terry. Okay, go ahead.
A couple of questions. One, is it a comparable salary? But it doesn't say to what. So I would like to have that filled in to make this make sense. And
I can't tell you that.
Comparable to how much we're spending on outside auditors, comparable to industry standards.
You can put those criteria.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking.
No, actually, I'm sorry. The motion must be clear to members or they can't vote. So the maker of the motion...
But wait a minute, Mr. Chair. People can
ask any kind of NA questions that they want. Comparable is comparable.
Comparable.
We'll decide what that is.
Are you saying appropriate salary? An appropriate salary?
If you want to say that.
Okay, I make a motion to amend it to an appropriate salary.
Okay.
Not so complicated.
Is that okay? I accept.
Okay. Second thing is...
I second that. We have to...
Yes, we actually have to. There's a motion, an amendment to substitute the word appropriate for comparable. It's been seconded. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Terry?
Should be an appropriate, not a appropriate.
Yeah.
Two words being...
Yeah, okay, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Well, that's one thing. We can vote on that when we get to voting.
No, people. Now listen, but it doesn't have to be painful. Let's not have further discussion. If there's seeing no further discussion, we don't need the question. Yes, Lamont.
Yeah, and I think Kate had a question that she yielded out for a moment. No.
Well, Keith wanted to...
More comments.
Excuse me. I'll tell you why we're kind of rushing.
Okay,
we're only voting on the amendment, and I think Casey wanted to address the main motion.
I actually didn't realize we were going to address the motion. I want to address the other part.
Okay. The comment on the motion. That's
point of order.
Yeah. Okay. Now there's a point of order, and there's one moment. I understand. There's a point of. Order and a point of information. Chair recognizes David.
Yeah, we have a certain amount of time scheduled and for a report, but not for motions. I consider this new business. We will not get through the report. The board will not need to hear the issues that need to hear if we entertain motions at this time. I believe that's
right.
New business.
If we already have 40 minutes and 30 seconds in the report, we could still send it to wherever it is. Could go, but I would like for it to come back from where we
sit it
one day. New business.
Okay, then let's take the point of
your work. I'm saying we ought to have the finance discussion. My question is, shouldn't we have the finance discussion before we deal with any motion on finance?
Okay.
That's my question. It's really almost rhetorical.
Okay, then David, do you want to move to either table or is there a...
I think you two should rule that this is new business and it belongs in new business and we don't need to vote and we don't need to table.
Yeah.
We don't need to do anything.
It could be in finance.
Yeah,
right.
It could be.
And
I move to table this to the finance section of today's agenda.
I second it.
No.
Well...
No.
You know, I think I...
Those people are too tired.
I just want clarity from Donna.
Okay.
Are you maintaining that this motion has never come before the LSB before, right? It has never come before the LSB before.
I don't think so. I attempted to bring it before the LSB.
Uh-huh.
But
The big problem that David is raising is that if we spend our entire allotted time for the PMB report on this motion... which people have not had a chance to, you know.
I understand.
You know, so I am going to rule that it's new business and it'll have to go into new business, but...
Can we refer to finance?
If you make a motion to do that. You can make a motion to refer this to the finance committee.
I move... that the motion to hire an internal auditor be given to the finance committee for consideration of such things as comparable, appropriate, and everything else that's in there.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Yes, go ahead.
Don't you want to just table to the next agenda item?
No, that's not what you want to do.
Okay,
go ahead.
I object. I think that this is more important than the report because we have a very serious financial difficulty with this whole network, and I think that our being informed of the difficulty is junior important to doing something about the difficulty. I would like this dealt with now or within the next few minutes.
Okay, then you would vote against this motion. Now, any further discussion over the motion to refer to Finance Committee? Lamont.
Yeah, let me thank the youth for great. One of our committee's proposals to take up this matter. Donna just preempted, in my view, some of our own recommendations for our committee. So that helps you a bit. In other words, it's something that we recognize on the Finance Committee. It said that it wasn't something that we were going to deal with. So Donna, it is new business, but it is business that the committee was going to find it. So to save you, I mean, you have an interest, you want to discuss, but if you could wait a minute, you
okay.
know, and
all right, but maybe Donna can just withdraw this, he's just going
to... Yeah. Yeah.
No, there's no need to withdraw. I don't want to withdraw because I want to have a resolution of this. There's a motion to refer this to the Finance Committee. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion?
It just makes more sense to table it to the Finance Report instead because they're going to take up a similar item. Why don't we just table it till the Finance Committee gives their report?
All right, then you would vote against this motion.
I call for the question.
Okay, the question is called for. It's been moved and seconded. Those in favor of closing debate and voting on the motion, raise your card. Opposed?
Put your card down.
Yeah, I don't think he's voting. Abstention? Okay. That closes debate. Those in favor of the main motion, which is to refer this to Finance, raise your card. Those in favor, raise your card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Did you get Rodrigo?
Yes.
Okay. Opposed?
Opposed?
Abstention?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, the motion passes. It's referred to a Finance. Let's continue with the PNB report, and I might say it would be helpful if directors would caucus before LFB meetings and work out a unified report so that people... you know, are not at cross purposes among the directors.
I'm sorry, we have 18 minutes for this item. It's already 20 minutes.
I'm seeing my 5 minutes for the bylaws report is actually part of my governance report, which won't take up the whole time, so I would like to give that to the director's report.
All right.
I can do mine very fast.
Okay, and so let's go back to the director's report.
I move to add 10 minutes to... the PNB director's report, we're out of time already.
It's been moved that we extend for 10 minutes for the director's report.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Those in favor, raise your card.
3, 4, 5, 8, 7, 8, 9, 11.
Opposed? 16. Opposed? Abstention? All right, we're extending this. Is your PNB report finished now?
Yep.
All right, another director who
I'll
would like...
I'll be my very fast, I know David.
Go ahead.